This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930. The answer here to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters and police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. And let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes especially for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the people driving the big old semis, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and the loads that are just in time break. Boy, I remember that stuff. But anyway, also, the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang out there hauling the bulk mail from the centers to the post offices, so you get your mail today. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel, Tom and the gang. Appreciate you guys. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. And you can find us over there. Just type in the search for Captain's America. That's Captain with an S on the end of it. Captain's America. And you'll find us. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, out there where he's probably rejoicing with the American League win 3-2 because he's an Angels guy and doesn't live far from the ballpark, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So did you like that win?
I did, as a matter of fact, yep.
The big old shock because they weren't supposed to win. Everybody's going, nationally. Yep, well, not this time.
Exactly right.
All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in the pledge, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, while President Joe Biden has denied involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings, most voters, when asked the question, don't believe the president's denials. They do not believe him.
Well, because those denials are just patently absurd, Captain. In fact, through the campaign, when Joe Biden was asked about, you know, his son's business dealings, I've never talked to my son about the business dealings. And, you know, it's just not believable. It's not believable because what father doesn't talk to their kids, even especially their adult kids, about what they're doing and where they're going and this kind of thing? It never came up, and he had no clue whatsoever of what Hunter Biden might be doing that just doesn't pass the smell test.
We now had the visitor logs that we're hearing about, and every time Hunter made a call to one of his business associates overseas and did some sort of a deal, within an hour or two, he was over where the vice president was, wherever that might happen to be, talking to him.
Right. Well, and also the denials that then candidate Biden would give, primarily, I think, to Ducey over at Fox News, is it's almost something that was just, you know, by rote and under the idea, Captain, the umbrella that the rest of the mainstream media is not going to even question me on this. There's never going to hit a critical mass. So those folks over at Fox News, they can ask me this question all the live long day, but it'll never go anywhere. And that's the assumption that we're making. Mm-hmm. But here comes all this stuff about Hunter. And people don't believe it.
And do you remember what he called Steve Ducey?
Yeah, he called him a bad name, that's for sure. A
very bad name. But then again, it looks like the bad person was Joe Biden. No surprise there. Now, Vice President Harris has likened abortion bans to slavery in a speech at the NAACP National Convention in Atlantic City, New Jersey. She said, "We must also take steps to protect other fundamental freedoms." I wonder what she means by that.
Well, I think, generally speaking, it will, like we've heard about the idea of passing a bill to codify same-sex marriage, this kind of thing. But ultimately, though, Captain, this is where they all had the discussion around the conference table, and they said, look, you got to go out there and you got to say something to people that has nothing to do with inflation and nothing to do with all the pain that everybody's experiencing right now. And so go out and harp on this thing because this is all we got. This is literally all we got. Whether it's got broad interest from the American people is neither here nor there. You know, just go out and change the subject, and that's what she's trying to do.
Now, this is the problem that the Democrats and the progressive left liberals are going to have. The EWTN, which is a religious association, and a Real Clear Politics poll now has 63% of Catholics believing that gender is created by God. Well, that's the teaching, and that is true, number one. Number two, 56% say that the trans ideology conflicts with church teaching. And again, that's the teaching that you get when you talk with the churches.
Well, right, and yeah, since the beginning of time in the scriptures, it's talked about male and female. He created them, so it's very clear from the Bible exactly what the stance of the church would be. But obviously, Captain, the idea of trying to introduce different things and so forth is can be problematic at best sometimes.
Hold that thought, folks. We just got started here for hour number two on the program. We're coming right back, and when we do, we're going to talk about the CDC, and we're also going to talk about Dr. Fauci. He changed his mind a little bit yesterday. I'll tell you what that's all about. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, a conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, the website relieffactor.com/captain. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan. Take it every day. I start my day out with it when I wake up, whenever time that happens to be, and I take a packet to get going, and then occasionally I'll need to take a second one. Like last night, about midnight, it got to the point where I had to take another one because my leg was bothering me and my foot started to swell up again. So this is what you do, and it works. It works because the swelling went down and the pain became manageable after that. Now, to get the best results, it should be taken regularly. So you take it with food, you take it in the morning, and you go from there. And, of course, Relief Factor happens to be all natural, and the ingredients in it happen to be very, very good for you. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all of which have great benefits for you. They're 100% drug-free. They help to support your body's natural response to inflammation. They will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by targeting the source of the pain. It'll go right to the source of the pain, and that's it. End of story. And it works very well. I've been taking it for over 8 years. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins as well. Don't forget, to get the 3-week quick start, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it all started. Relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start, because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is what?
All you have to lose is pain.
And that is so important. I've had so many nights before I was taking this stuff that I couldn't sleep. I'd be up and I'd be awake and I'd be sitting up and I'd have my foot propped up and I'd be doing all sorts of stuff. I'd take as many as 4 to 6 a leave during the course of an evening just to be able to go to sleep and tolerate the pain I was going through. That doesn't work. Okay, Kyle, are you ready for a special report?
I am.
All right, well, hold on to something. I don't want you to fall out of your chair, so here we go.
Oh, yes.
All right, folks. Dr. Fauci threw a monkey wrench into the retirement party. Don't hold your breath yet. Now, the CDC has worked closely with the cruise industry, state, territorial, and local health authorities, and federal and seaport partners to provide a safer and healthier environment for cruise passengers and the crew. Because now the federal agency's website said in an update that cruise ships have access to guidance and tools to manage their own COVID-19 mitigation programs as they have their own staff, medical staffs, on board the cruise ships. But Dr. Fauci came along yesterday and said he may be retiring from his position, but he's not leaving the government.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Now, what does that mean? Is that secret code for I'm not going anywhere?
That could be. Well, I do have a rumor that I think we could start right here on the overnight radio, the Captain's America Third Watch. Dr. Fauci will leave his position, right, for the infectious diseases and so forth, and he will become the new White House press secretary, replacing Karine Jean-Pierre. It could happen.
Uh-huh. We got one person that likes it.
Yeah, well, all I'll say is stranger things have happened. No, I know. We're just being funny. But yeah, what does that mean to retire and then stay around? What does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds to me like he's not really retiring. He may step down as whatever it is he's doing, but he's still going to be doing it. So go figure.
Right.
Oh, God. All right. A federal court has granted a request by Missouri and Louisiana officials to obtain information and documents from top-ranking officials in the Biden administration over its alleged collusion with social media giants in an effort to censure and suppress free speech. Now, Eric Schmidt, who's Missouri's Republican Attorney General, announced on social media on July 13th that Terry Doty, a judge in the U.S. District Court in the Western District of Louisiana, had ruled in favor of the request for the discovery process. Now, the ruling paves the way for the attorneys general in these states to collect documents from top-ranked Biden administration officials and social media giants to find out what kind of hanky-panky stuff they were up to.
Well, Captain, we hear so many times, especially from the far left, about things like voter suppression and you're trying to make people afraid to vote or they've got misinformation, you've got the fact-checkers and all this kind of thing. And isn't it something to find out that, a lot of this stuff is actually coming from the far left trying to suppress the idea of free speech? And people understand it. And we've gotten along, Captain, with freedom of speech for well over 200 years in this country. And yet suddenly you've got to have big tech making sure that everything that is said passes their approval. I mean, people have had enough of that kind of stuff. They don't buy it anymore.
I would agree with you 100% with that because, the tech companies that are out there, you can start anywhere you want, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you want to start with, anything. They definitely are just, and I believe, this is just me, I believe they should be regulated because they've gotten way too powerful and they do way too many things. Like, for example, have you had anything censored lately or had anything labeled for being partially not true because of something that was attached to a statement that you got that was like even a government document?
No, not personally lately, but I have seen these things posted in such a way, yes.
Well, we had one yesterday on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, which is actually a copy of something the government put out there. And it was posted by one of our members, and the government put a notice on it. This is partially untrue. And it was a government notice.
Well, Yeah, well, it goes to show just how far-reaching and how ridiculous it really goes. People, you know, can be discerning and so forth, but what the American people don't like, Captain, is somebody else deciding whether or not they even get to hear a particular, you know, like our crazy theory that Dr. Fauci will become the White House press secretary, you know, again, just being funny. But people have the right to be able to say the things that they want to say, and you have the right to turn the channel, and you have the right to not read it, you have the right to not believe it. And you also have the right not to take the opinion that the government believes you should have. That just goes back to the founding of our country.
All right, well, we've got Ian on the telephone line. I'm going to ask him if he's going to apply for the Dr. Fauci job. Okay, so Ian, are you going to apply for the Fauci job?
No, because I'm not qualified for it, and I admit it. I'm not a BSer, just like most of these politicians.
Well, I don't think he's qualified either, but that's just me.
Anyway, the reason why they censor, there's so many, but I'm going to go over the main one. Number one, they can get away with it because they're not getting any pushback. Oh, they're getting talked about bad, but nobody's making them throwing them in jail. We're not doing to the left what the left does to us. Let's put it that. But never forget, you call me conspiracy nut, that's fine. All these so-called tech companies were created by the government. Do you actually think that Zuckerberg and the rest of these people at Al started like a rags to riches Horatio Alger story in their garage? Yeah, Packard did after World War II, but not these other ones. These companies were all capitalized by seed money provided during the first Bush administration and the Clinton administration. Don't ever forget that. All these tech companies were grubstaked by the government, okay? This was strictly a government through DARPA and other agencies, and they morphed into what they are now. So this idea of these were just some people that came up with something from scratch to benefit mankind, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they should be regulated. In effect, you might even say there's an argument that can be made that they're owned by the people as public utilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, well, that was a good point. His last point was a good one because that in my opinion, they're as big as the telephone company. They're as big as the cable companies. And I do believe that they need to be regulated because of what they're doing.
Well, I think you're right, Captain, because they certainly are de facto public utility because of their ubiquitous, you know, nature in our society. And I'll say one other quick thing briefly, and that is, you know, the phone company, you know, they will give you a phone. You can, you know, pay your fee and get a phone and talk to other people, but they don't regulate what you can talk to other people about. You know, can you imagine that? The people have got to be able to express themselves. And we, as I said, we've done very well in this country for a long time with the limits of free speech in the sense of you can't yell fire in a crowded movie house, that sort of thing. It's very, very difficult to try to regulate it online like that.
Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here in a Captain's America Third Watch, and Kyle Warren, too, so don't go anywhere. And we shall return. We're going to let Jeff take us to break and see if he has any common sense to speak of this morning. So, Jeff, it'll be your turn.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. President Joe Biden signed an executive order that codifies a 2020 law dealing with Americans held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad. The order will authorize the federal government to impose financial sanctions on those who are involved directly or indirectly in wrongfully detaining Americans abroad, the White House said. A senior Biden administration official stated that new sanctions will be announced later on this week. The Secret Service notified the House January 6 committee that it had found no new text messages related to the Capitol riot the same day the National Archives and Records Administration sent a letter requesting the agency investigate the deletion of some of its records from January 6, 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting live and in living color from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country, and we thank you very much for tuning in and being a part of the program. Now, we're going to go right back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got our friend in Colorado on the line here. It's Aaron. So, Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hello there, gentlemen. You know, what's been bothering me is this blazing fire going through Europe. And the way the media is interpreting is that, you know, the sun is so hot, it's so powerful that it's just starting combustion. I mean, the dry grass and the dry whatever's on the ground is just instantly starting a fire. And I'm thinking to myself, I just can't believe that. Normally, if there's a fire, there's a like a lighting or, you know, maybe a human hands for lighting a match or throwing a cigarette out somewhere. But I just feel like we're just not getting the whole story when it comes to this fire blazing through Europe. I don't know, Cap or Carl, Professor Aponte, what do you think is behind the causing this blaze going through Europe? So, Cap, Carl, have a good night. Have a good morning. And thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a really good question. Of course, you know, the weather can be cyclical and so forth. So, but I do think you have people sort of jumping on this and saying, well, it's all climate change, and they'll tell you exactly why it's happening. But I'm sure, Captain, you know, there was an ice age, as far as I recall, and then there is all warmed up, and then sometimes it's colder and sometimes it's hotter. And the sun does have a lot to do with that. But I think, I guess, unless we were doing science or something like that, we'd look at the sun and see what's the sun doing, and can we account for that in any way?
Yeah, well, when it comes to climate change, and this is what they're talking about, that this has to do with climate change, but when it gets hot, I can tell you this much, just from a fire standpoint. Mitigation, if it's not done right in the forests and in the woods, and you get all this brush buildup, and it gets really, really hot, and I don't know, have you ever heard of spontaneous combustion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember what happens to baled hay with spontaneous combustion or straw?
What's that? It'll
start a fire all by its lonesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll actually start a fire. And that's how barns have been burned down, and piles of hay sitting out in the field, all of a sudden they catch on fire. Don't need any lightning or anything else to do it, because they develop their own internal heat, and it gets to the point to where it gets hot and the stuff is dry, the straw or the baled hay that they've got, and it catches fire. And I think a lot of what's going on here with these fires going here, there, and everywhere, especially now we're seeing them out west in areas where you normally don't see wildfires, is this is all part of it. It's because of when you've got a house or you got anything that's got a bunch of brush and trees and that sort of stuff, you got to trim it. You got to get away from the house. Matter of fact, we recommend, or when I was in the fire service, we would recommend that you need to keep the tree limbs and the brush a minimum of 25 feet away from the house.
Very interesting. Yes. Well, there's a lot of, especially here in Southern California, there's a lot of weed abatement regulations, and the fire captains come around, as a matter of fact, and they instruct homeowners, residents, and property owners exactly what they need to do, and there can be consequences if you don't do it.
Yeah. Now, the House passed legislation yesterday to give federal protections for same-sex marriages as part of the strategy by the Democratic Party to demonstrate its commitment to the other rights that could be at risk after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, it passed in the House by about, I guess, 40 votes or thereabouts. As a matter of fact, they had a bunch of Republican votes that were in on this. 40-something was the number from memory. But I don't believe this thing stands a rat's chance in hell of passing in the Senate.
Not at this point with the makeup that's in the Senate right now. I think, Captain, that generally speaking, that this is part of the alarm that they're raising, in the sense that Roe was based on a very flimsy argumentation 50 years ago. And the way I understand it, some of these subsequent decisions may have built themselves on Roe. And so if Roe falls, then there are those who think you could go back and try to relitigate or get to be reconsidered some of these different similar decisions or decisions that in some way, shape, or form depended on Roe. We haven't heard the last of this, that's for sure.
How would you like to be a fly in the wall where Vladimir Putin is visiting Iran, apparently shoring up his ties with Tehran?
Sounds like an axis of evil, part two here.
And apparently Russia is going to be buying a bunch of drones from Iran. They have some of the best drones in the world.
Well, that's
right. You remember how they got those drones, or the designs and copy?
How's that?
They intercepted them remotely and flew them into Iran from Iraq.
Oh, interesting. Well, I can imagine. Well, but you know, Captain, it's the old saying, right? Birds of a feather flock together, and so you definitely have got Putin, who has these terrible designs. You've got Tehran, which has terrible designs as well, and they want to create the chaos in the world, and they believe truly that when you're a true believer, especially like they are, I think with the authorities in Tehran. You've got to really, really watch your step, because at some point they think that if this is all meant to be, that they're going to get Israel and this kind of stuff. It's really terrifying.
Now, moderate Democrats are going to play a key role in the coming midterm election and very likely handle hand the U.S. House of Representatives over to the Republicans, analysts are now saying. Now, the main reason for the rebelling of the moderates is President Joe Biden's policies. Now, a moderate voting base is becoming increasingly disenchanted with what seems to be the ongoing failure of the Biden administration on major party platforms like rising inflation, gas prices, and a pretty weak economy. This is all coming from many, many, many different sources that are all reporting the same thing.
Well, right. Well, I think you got two issues. Number one, the far left thinks the Biden administration will never go far enough for them, so they're mad. And then you have the moderates who see this is all going way, way, way too far to begin with, and they're mad. I think, Captain, by and large, the American people overall, they want things to be much more moderate. Most of the American people have a live and let live sort of a viewpoint, but they don't like this extremism that is coming from the squad, coming from the far left, which is literally absolutely sort of taken over and colonized into the Democrat Party and caused a lot of the problems that we're seeing.
Mm. Elon Musk, by the way, yesterday lost a fight to delay Twitter's lawsuit against him as a Delaware judge set an October trial date, citing the cloud of uncertainty over the social media company after the billionaire backed out of the deal to buy it.
Well, right. The idea, of course, in our system, you have the right to, generally speaking, the right to a speedy trial, right? And so if there could be other harm that's going on, justice can move quickly in the sense that everybody gets their day in court. You can hash it out. Otherwise, a delay could be an unfair sort of thing that would happen. But that being said, I think that Elon Musk is going to bring a lot of stuff out, or a lot of stuff's going to come out in whatever litigation there is here. About Twitter, and it's not going to be pretty.
And finally, we're getting a report that the Uvalde, Texas police chief is going to be fired on Saturday when they have their next council meeting.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm not surprised.
It's because of
that.
Everything that's come to fruition that's out there in the open right now.
Well, right, exactly, and this is going to go. This will be going on for some time, as it should, with the investigation and trying to figure out, and then trying to make sure that, God forbid, something like this happens again, that the procedures are different, or it turns out differently.
I checked with the protocol with a couple of different agencies that I used to work with in New York, and the protocols are in black and white, and they only change if the situation itself changes. And they have all types of different contingencies. And I'm absolutely sure that these police officers down there in Texas had those same contingencies. But the problem was nobody took control of the scene. Nobody.
Right, exactly.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Here comes the music. And folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll be up on the agenda. We're going to go to break. Jeff's going to take us to break. And by the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live all across the United States of America.
Listen to a radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
what song is that and what movie's that in the background playing.
Well, yeah, that's Shoot the Thrill, AC/DC, Iron Man 2.
Yep, and all the stuff going on behind it. That's why you heard a couple of little scenes you heard in there. All right, well, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, of course, folks, out west tonight, we definitely are looking at those heat warnings that we have continuing on, especially in the California Central Valley. That's Highway 99, Interstate 5. If you're in the Bakersfield area, moving up north towards Merced or up towards Modesto, you're definitely going to have some of those hot temperatures. Even in the overnights as well, right now looks like in Bakersfield it's 88 degrees at this time of the night. Also, of course, we have excessive heat warnings that's going on near St. George. That's in southern Utah, coming down Interstate 15 all the way to Las Vegas, down through Kingman, Lake Havasu City, Parker, Arizona, and then on over into parts of the Arizona near Prescott. For example, Wickenburg, you definitely have got excessive heat warnings, triple-digit temperatures over the next few days, literally 114, 115 degrees. It's hot. We do have some rain on the map, of course. We talked about some of that rain last hour. New Mexico, Clayton, New Mexico, we've got rain in that area. Looks like it's dissipating a little bit there in Denver, but if you're near Glenwood Springs coming across I-70, you've definitely got rain coming across the interstate at that point. Rain south of Arizona right now in Mexico, and that could make its way up. That's the monsoonal moisture. Looks like Phoenix could get thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. That's a couple days away, so we'll continue to monitor it. Be careful out there.
All righty. Well, folks, I'm going to start in Texas because most of Texas is under a heat advisory. Most of Oklahoma is, too. All of Louisiana is. All of Arkansas is. About two-thirds of Mississippi is. About a third of Alabama is. About a half of Tennessee. About a half of Kentucky, the southeastern corner to include St. Louis and Missouri, the southeastern corner of Illinois, the southern part of Indiana, down below Indianapolis, about 40, 50 miles, and then over into the southwestern corner of Ohio to include Cincinnati in this. Now, there is a very large area of what's called severe thunderstorm watches. If you're up on I-40, you're going to be in it all the way to Memphis, and that's continuing to move to the east, in and out, in and out, in and out, all day and, or all night and all day. Also, I-30, you're going to see it there, going up into Louisiana, coming out of Texas. I-20, coming out of Texas, going into Louisiana, going over into Mississippi. I-44, going up into Missouri, all the way to, let's see, all the way to St. Louis. You're going to be in and out of it. And also on I-35 from down below, let's see, San Antonio all the way up to the Kansas border, Kansas line. You're going to be in it all the way up through there. Now, we've got some weather off the coast of North Carolina and Virginia tonight. And apparently there's a gale warning out there just offshore. So there's a lot of wind up there, so be aware of that. Some pretty good size waves out there, too, so there'll be a small craft warning posted if it's not already posted. And then we've got quite a bit of warm temperatures up the East Coast, up through Jersey, up through Delaware, up into Long Island, up 87 all the way to the Canadian border, as well as across I-90 all the way over to Buffalo and I-81 south down to the Pennsylvania line, 95 up through Connecticut, up through Rhode Island, up through Boston, up into the base of New Hampshire right there on the ocean side, the Atlantic side. So that's what we got that we're looking at right now, and you'll just have to keep your eyes in the sky because, again, the severe thunderstorm warnings that we've been telling you about, watches and warnings, could lead into even more severe weather. We'll see. And there's been a lot of flooding along the way, so be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate what he does. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. Yep, that's right, FoundersCode.com. She found it, and she's coded it. It's Denise Simon. All right, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's the good word today in Maryland? Who's won what?
Cox.
won the GOP primary.
And that's the one endorsed by Trump, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then Perez, I don't think, won. He was the one endorsed by Nancy Pelosi on the Democratic side for governor. I don't believe he got in.
I did not see that he did.
He was down by about 9 points here about 2 hours ago, and I haven't checked in the last couple hours, so I'm guessing that that's the case. I'll probably take a look at it here when we go to a break at the top of the hour. But that is an interesting state, Maryland, because the governor, Hogan, is term limited out. He didn't run for anything. He could have, I suppose, run against Chris Van Hollen, but Van Hollen got back in very easily. He was a one-term senator. Now he's going to go back to run again for his second term. You there? Where'd she go? All right, she's going to have to. She's going to have to call me back. She disappeared. So much for that idea. Yep, she's gone. Just lost her signal there. She calls in via Skype. So. Whatever happened to her computer happened to her computer, so it is what it is. All right, but there we go. Okay. You back?
Oh, hello, Captain?
Yes, sir. Who we got?
Oh, Mel. Sorry,
all right, Mel. Well, I had Denise on the line, but go ahead real quick. I got a minute, so go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. He may have won the GOP primary, but when it comes down to the real deal, running against a Democrat, how are you going to beat Dominion? That's my question. I mean, they've got it all wrapped up in the bag.
Well, maybe they do, and maybe they don't. We might have a surprise or two along the way that people aren't talking about because I've been hearing all kinds of things. So I think we're gonna surprise some people. So Mel, I got to go because here's Denise calling me back. Okay, thank you very much. And, you know, the Dominion machines, some states got rid of the Dominion machines. Not a lot of them, but some of them. All right, now let's see here. All right. Is that you, Denise, again?
I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, well, Mel just called in the interim, and we're going to go to break here in 7 seconds. But when we come back, we're going to get into the mix here because of the fact that, of course, we had the Manhattan District Attorney drop the charges against that deli worker yesterday. We got Josh Hawley, who's come up with something called the Pelosi Act. We got Bill de Blasio, who decided he just can't run for Congress anymore because nobody likes him. And then we got more denial from Joe Biden on some more stuff where he's got his hands in a cookie jar. We'll be right back with more and Denise Simon too, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.